This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez indicted.
The senator and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of bribes.
UAW strike expands.
We are fired up and we are ready for a record contract.
Tropical storm Ophelia.
Landfall would be sometime early Saturday morning.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, and New Jersey's governor is calling for U.S. Senator Bob Menendez's resignation after the Democrat senator is indicted on charges of using his foreign affairs influence to help Egypt in return for bribes. Menendez's wife is also facing charges. More from Odyssey New York's Juliet Papa.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says the bribes came to Senator Robert Menendez and his wife in different forms.
Cash, gold, home mortgage payments. A low-show or a no-show job for Nadine Menendez. A Mercedes-Benz.
New Jersey senior senator is also accused of using his leadership role on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to benefit business associates and the government of Egypt. Menendez calls it a smear campaign and says previous federal charges against him did not stick.
Menendez will temporarily step down as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. President Biden says he'll go to Michigan on Tuesday to support union auto workers. It comes as UAW President Sean Fain expands the strike with thousands of workers walking out of 38 GM and Stellantis facilities.
We will keep going, keep organizing, and keep expanding the stand-up strike as necessary.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve on why one of the big three was spared this time.
Ford has historically had the closest working relationship with the UAW. They were seen going into the strike as the furthest down the road. It's not entirely surprising that they're seeing more progress faster.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says tropical storm Ophelia is expected to make landfall in North Carolina early tomorrow.
Potentially 6 inches of rain just to the east of the Research Triangle in North Carolina. In Virginia, around Richmond, you could be seeing about 4 or 5 inches of rain there. And then even as you go up into the New York metro area, this is a good swath of 3-4 inches of rain potentially in the Garden State.
President Biden officially unveils the new White House Office on Gun Violence Prevention. CBS's Linda Kenyon at the White House.
The president says this new office will step up efforts to implement existing laws.
We will push for Congress to do more. We're going to centralize, accelerate, and intensify our work to save more lives more quickly.
At the same time, he says the office will work with local authorities to pass gun safety legislation, and it will provide outreach for communities dealing with the tragedy of mass shootings, adding, "We all want our kids to go to school to learn to read and write, not duck and cover."
Stocks fall on Wall Street. Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that, unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Federal safety officials are now helping with the investigation into yesterday's crash of a charter bus on I-84 in Orange County, New York. Long Island high schoolers were on their way to band camp in Pennsylvania. At least two adults died and five other people were critically injured. The National Transportation Safety Board's John Hum says a number of people were ejected from the bus.
It's still too early at this point to know what the seatbelt usage was for both the driver and the victims, the occupants.
The cause is believed to be a faulty tire. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says he does not want to work with Democrats to avoid a government shutdown. McCarthy tells CBS News,
I believe we have a majority here and we can work together to solve this. This is the same place you were all asking me during the debt ceiling. So you know what? It might take us a little longer, but this is important.
Speaker McCarthy says the House will return next week to start voting on the latest spending plan. The deadline is September 30th. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A military judge at Guantanamo Bay has ruled that one of the 9/11 defendants is too mentally ill to stand trial. A military medical panel found that the man's abuse in CIA custody years earlier has rendered him psychotic. Doctors perform an experimental pig heart transplant to try to save a dying man. CBS's Wendy Gillette on the outcome.
The second ever such operation appears to be a success. Doctors at University of Maryland Medicine say 58-year-old Navy veteran Lawrence Fawcett was going to die of heart failure, and other medical issues made him ineligible for a regular heart transplant. So they used a genetically modified pig heart. And 2 days later, he was cracking jokes and able to sit in a chair, his new heart pumping normally without the help of any machines. The team performed the world's first pig heart transplant, but the recipient lived for only 2 months. The next few weeks are still critical for Fawcett's survival. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Time on the Roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A UN expert says repression in Russia has soared to levels not seen since Stalinist times. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
This report focuses on what it calls Moscow's enormous crackdown on critics since launching the war on Ukraine. The UN's Mariana Katsarova.
The level of repression against the civil society, independent media, and generally to anybody with a dissenting voice in the Russian society is unprecedented in recent history.
She says the repression has been very sophisticated, with new laws designed to stifle any form of dissent.
Amazon Prime Video will soon come with ads, or you can pay a monthly charge of $2.99 to dodge them. The ads will start in the U.S., U.K., Germany, and Canada in early 2024. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, September 22nd, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.